Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Conflict Management. Conflict management is a broad term that covers many themes. 1. Conflict based upon the clumsy use of over-emotionalized and highly judgmental language. 2. Conflict based upon the lack of proper appreciation and praise. 3. Conflict based upon the misuse of humor. 4. Conflict based upon the unwillingness to move or compromise. 5. Conflict based upon vague, ambiguous language leading to avoidable miscommunications. 6. Conflict based upon disagreements over priorities. 7. Conflict based upon divergent goals and multiple interpretations of written policies. 8. Conflict based upon character clashes. In one single day's training, it is not possible to cover all of the many themes. Whichever themes of conflict you do choose to cover, you must simultaneously choose not to cover some of the other themes. Yet if you did change the course to cover the missing themes, then that change must be at the expense of other themes that must be dropped in order to accommodate the added material. So in a way, the training is doomed to the possible criticism that the conflict course was very good as far as it went, but it didn't cover X. Consequently, I want to show you the following notes. Think of the following as a sort of mental menu to think about the various elements that combine to make conflict situations and to think about which elements you or your colleagues need help to manage. 1. Conflict based upon the clumsy use of over-emotionalized and highly judgmental language. Whenever you are in a conflict situation, you have choices as to how you verbalize your message. Fundamentally, there are three major options. 1. You could employ factual, objective, logical, specific, and non-emotionalized language. 2. You could use emotive, subjective, illogical, and highly opinionated language. Or 3. You could throw it all in. You could use all of it, opinionated, emotive, evaluative, judgmental, illogical, and the factual, logical, objective, specific language too. But remember this, more is not necessarily better. Therefore, our method is summed up in the following sentence. When you are in a conflict situation, then use only fact-based, logical, objective, non-emotionalized, and non-opinionated language. More simply, stick to verbalizing the facts that led to the emotions and derogatory opinions, rather than verbalizing the emotions and derogatory opinions themselves. Even more simply, choose your words carefully, Mr. Bond. They may be your last. 2. Conflict based upon the lack of appreciation and praise. Note the following. When correctly given, praise and appreciation are good motivators. 2. And a lack of praise and appreciation can be the cause of many conflicts. Question. Have you ever put forth an extra effort for another person? You have given him your best, only for him to accept the benefits of your efforts without a single word of thanks? No appreciation? If yes, then were you a tad put out? Were you annoyed at his or her failure to give you the proper thanks? You bet. Remember this, praise and appreciation is a major motivator, so dish out justified appreciation with liberal abandon. Remember this too. The lack of proper praise and appreciation is a major source of ill will and a common reason for interpersonal conflicts. 3. Conflict based upon the misuse of humor. On occasions, the misapplication of humor is a source of conflict. Humorous comments, depreciation, and mocking, even if meant in jest, can lead to conflict. The humorous comment can be perceived by the others not as a keen wit, but rather as insulting, lacking in respect, insensibility, undermining of confidence, trivialization of a serious situation, poor judgment, lack of professionalism, lack of understanding, boorishness, possibly even bullying. Don't be the office clown. Don't be the office joker. Leave that to the professionals. 4. Conflict due to unwillingness to move or compromise. By definition, we believe that our ideas are the correct ones. If you did not believe your own ideas are true, then you would change them. You think that all your ideas are the correct ones. The problem is, everyone else thinks the same of their ideas, and you have to trade with them. Consequently, you may have to be willing to compromise a little. Not on your principles, never compromise on your principles, but you may have to compromise on your policies. Ask of the conflicting parties these two questions. 1. What will it take to resolve this conflict between you? And 2. Are you willing to do it? 5. Conflict based upon vague, ambiguous language leading to miscommunications and misunderstandings. Vague, ambiguous language causes conflict because ambiguous language creates agreements based upon misunderstandings. I.e., imagine that we both use ambiguous language. As a result of that error, we come to a verbal agreement, but we interpreted the same sentences in two different ways. We each implemented our two respective interpretations, and only later discovered that the other person got the wrong end of the stick. There are many errors, mistakes, and arguments based upon miscommunications. Example: workers wanted for pickling. Apply within. The Remedy is a training course that presents methods of accurate language and clear communication. 6. Conflict based upon disagreements over priorities. We have conflicts over what we think is the right thing, i.e., what is the best decision. We have to make decisions. We want to do the right thing. The big question is, what is the right thing? How do you decide what is the right thing? The Remedy is a course that presents decision methods and joint decision-making techniques. Everyone should know how to do a quick decision matrix. There are three types. What is the priority order decision? The yes or no, should we or should we not decision? And which one, what kind decision? 7. Conflicts based upon divergent goals or multiple interpretations of written policies. We fall into conflict because some of the policies and mission statements are written in too vague terms. The Remedy is a course that presents how to give clear definition to vague abstractions and phrases that are often used but ill-defined. Examples: unacceptable language, unprofessional attitude, inappropriate behavior. 8. Conflict based upon character clashes. Some people have negative behaviors that clash with the requirements of the task. These people have attributes that result in actions consistent with cynicism, pessimism, defeatism, laziness, argumentativeness, and non-cooperativeness. The Remedy is a course on how to create and sustain a positive mental attitude, i.e. goal focus, rationally optimistic, critical thinker, cooperative. Please use the above list to think about the various elements that combine to make conflict situations, and 2. Think about which elements of conflict management you or your colleagues need help with. Thank you.